You are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
Page Lamed Ches, Vani Mistapik. So the topic that we are picking up on is Mi'ila Bekonomas. There's a very strange Gemara in the Dorim Lamed Hey Amar Aleph and in Shavuos Kaf Beis Amud Beis that says if a person uses a classic formula to create a neder, Hare Kikor Zu Alai Kekorban, not only is there the Isser of Nadarim and Lo Yachal Devaro, if he eats it, but if he eats it, he's also over Me'ila. That his statement of Hare Zu Alai Kekorban, where he takes his own object and makes a Kainim Klali, Hare Kikor Zu Kekorban, L'chol Ha'olam, then anyone who eats it will be over Me'ila. That somehow through his declaration that this is Keh Korban, it actually gets a status of a Korban vis-a-vis the halacha of Me'ila. That's a machlokas in the Gemara and the Dorim Lamed Hey Amar Aleph in Yesh Me'ila Bekonomos. At the end of the day, both the Ron and the Rambam paskin Yesh Me'ila Bekonomos.
I wasn't here last week, but how does that work exactly? Because
the truth is, I have no idea how it works, but that's what the Gemara says.
No, I don't mean how it works. Gemara says, I know. Okay, fine. So you're over Me'ila and you're over Neder.
Right.
Right? But Neder, you're over when you eat it the Mezer. Me'ila, you're only over when you eat it B'Shogeg. So what happened over here that you're over both of them?
It means that if you eat it B'Shogeg, you have a carbon
Neder. You have Me'ila and you're chayav what for Neder? What do you chayav if you made a
Neder B'Shogeg?
Yeah. And he ate something with shogeg, right? According to the Ramban, when you have a shogeg on a lav, there's nothing. A regular lav that has no chorus,
maybe
you're not even chayav anything. You did nothing. That thing with Ramban at the beginning of a yikur.
Yeah, but so, it's very hard to really say that, right? Otherwise, how could there ever be karbanos?
No. Ramban says stam lav. You did with shogeg.
I understand. But if what does that mean? That means that shogeg is not a maisavera. Is that what it means?
So, only gave an onus in the korban when there's a chorus of yidish b'mezid.
So your question is a general question. A guy makes a neder, and by b'shogeg, he's over the neder. So it's like, yeah. So that would whatever that halach would be, it would be. But here you have the
not a general question. When that would happen, nothing would happen. You're right. Not, it's like nothing happened. But what's the case where you're over? You're saying there's a case now, it's a big chiddush if you're over two things, neder and me'ila, but it can't be two things.
I'm not saying it'll be simultaneous. It means that if someone eats a b'shogeg, he's over me'ila.
Okay, fine.
Besides, if he ate it b'mezid, the lo yachal devarei, if he ate it b'shogeg, he'd be chayav korban me'ila.
Right.
So that's a big chiddush in the Gemara. So we discussed that last time at length. Now there's a paragraph. Vani mistapek. You have that. Vani mistapek. Im hitfis bekotshim kalim. Kulon da amar kikuzer alai kishlomim or kemaisa. I am benadorim yedal from a base. V'yud chesam a base. V'ram perik al medar halachetes vav. Uperik base halachetes. Da aser alav v'ayv mishum bal yachet. So the beginning of the second paragraph in the Dorim gives a whole long laundry list of those things that if you're matfis in them, the neder is chal, or conversely, if you're matfis in them, the neder is not chal. So for instance, the classic case, Hare Zeh Alai Kekorban Oila, that's the best case possible of hatfas. If you say Hare Zeh Alai Kebasar Chazir, that's the worst case of hatfas, because that's not a dover hanidor. It's just a davar ha'aser. And since the pasuk says ki yidor neder, your neder is only chal b'hatfasa if you're matfis b'davar ha'nidor, which would be a korban. So the Gemara says, what if you're matfis b'kachum kalim, where there is no iser me'ila initially by kachum kalim, but there is an iser to go ahead and to be nene from kachum kalim? Is that considered to be a hatfasa? And the Gemara says it is considered to be a hatfas. The Gemara says that if someone is matfish b'maiser or any of the kachim kalim like shlamim, his hatfasa is chal and is an iser neder. So the question that the Minchas Chinuch is raising Is there an Isser Me'ila if you're Matfis B'Kotchim Kalim? So since Kotchim Kalim themselves create a neder but do not have an Isser Me'ila, is it possible for there to say Yesh Me'ila B'Kanamos even if the underlying object you're Matfis in has no Me'ila? So he says, Im Yesh Me'ila, Kevin da Dovra neither Atzmo ain bo Mishum Me'ila. The Kachim Kalam ain behem Me'ila. Gon Shehitfis Bechayehe. He's Matfis in the animal, the Shlomim, while it's alive. So there is no Me'ila until there's Haktaris Emurim. Right? So therefore, Oba Basa Shlomim, Kodem Zrika. Ayein Rabam Shan. I'll call upon him ain bo me'ila. Efshar the Lord of Zed Dover Zed Midover Iker Shehitfis Bo or Efshar the Adif. The truth is, I'm not sure if that's far of Efshar the Adif. Because the Chor, the whole reason Yesh Me'ila B'Kanamos is because the Hatfasa sometimes transfers the status of what you're being Dover Hanitfas to the Dover you're being Matfasid. So therefore, if you transfer the identity onto the object, Yesh Me'ila B'Kanamos. But in this case, where I'm transferring the identity of Shlomim before Zrika, or Batzer Shlomim before Zrika, there's no underlying Me'ila in that object. So how can you say Yesh Me'ila B'Kanamos with something that its underlying object, there is no Me'ila? And that's what he concludes. Ach HaSfara Naisenes Delo Adif. Ve'ein mo'olan rak b'koinem or karbon. What is that? The hapshat hu kodshe kodshim. Avo b'matfis b'feirish b'kodshim kalim ein bo me'ila. Kein nira. So this seems to me l'chore to be a davar parsha. I'm not sure. Is there another tzad to say it is adif, to say adif, that even though the underlying dover you're being matfis in is kachim kalim, at the end of the day, the kachim kalim has no me'ila. How can you say yesh me'ila b'kanamos? Does that make any sense at all or not? I don't know. He seems to raise it, then he says, achat svara, and I sense the lo adif. So I don't know, is there any svara that you could come up with? I don't know, I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about this, but...
Well, maybe the sword is that, like, you know, we've had the slav before that says that, like, Dam, Shkita, and Kotchum, that even though there's no Me'ila, it's only a smile to Me'ila, but this is right, so Ika, the Henus Kadim Zrika. So if you say that always the Isser Me'ila is an Isser of Hano, more Hano, not Zela, but at least it is Hano, so maybe the Zeres Kosev is that on this type of Me'ila of Kotchum Kalam, there's no Korban and Chemish. But the Issa Daraisa is still an Issa Me'ila. It's called an Issa Me'ila. The book Mismai is the Korban and the Chemish.
Interesting.
So over here, it's Matvis for Me'ila.
But there's no Korban on the underlying Shlomim. But you create a Dover that you're Matvis for Kachin Kalam. You'd have to bring a Korban for that?
No.
Then that means no Me'ila. Because Yesh Me'ila B'Kanamos means you have to bring a Korban Me'ila. That's what it means.
Maybe his probably, maybe, and that's maybe the reason for Brexit. Maybe you'd have a weird case that you can be matfis. I mean, anyway, you also have a neder on it. So what are you adding on if there's no carbon chumash? I guess in the year. Maybe over two things. Or maybe when you ate it for shogun, you have to over... Well, you're right, there's no enough community. If shogun, then there's no carbon chumash, then there's nothing. Yeah, so I don't know.
What was the question?
If you're matfis b'dover she'ein bo me'ila like kachim kalim, person says kikor zeh kachim kalim. Now there is a sheet in the Gemara yesh me'ila b'konamos. But what happens if you're matfis not in a dover she'ein bo me'ila like an oila, but you're matfis in kachim kalim b'chayehem where there is no me'ila? Can the underlying nether still create an isser me'ila if yesh me'ila b'konamos?
I'll take it back. No, I'll take back my story. When
You're taking back
my rejection.
So you're making a new defense.
A new defense. When you do, there's only a korban chumash when you do me'ila b'shogeg, but there's an isser of me'ila b'meiza too.
Mm-hmm.
So what the Tzlach says that it's only in smayet, you know, kachim kalim before emurin or dam shvita before That's the smart the korban chomish, meaning that aspect that you have when you do the shogeg, the different korban chomish, is the smart. But if you would do b'mezid, you would eat kachim kalam, you'd be over the iser of me'ilah, not neder liyachal dvor, the iser of me'ilah. So here also your machfis on kachim kalam. The Torah was only in the smart korban and chomish, but you can be machfis that when you eat b'mezid, here's my case, well, you'll have to be over two things. You'll be over the iser of bal yachal dvor. And you'll also be over the Isser of Me'ila, whatever that Isser is. You'd be amazing.
No, but the question is how to do more than the thing you might be saying, no?
It's not more. Well, even Kachim Kalim.
There's no Me'ila by the.
There's no Me'ila, there's no Kovr and Chemish. That's all there's no. But we went before the talk says that there is an Isser Daraisa of Me'ila. There's an Isser Daraisa of Lenusma, to have enough from it. It's a Me'ila. There is an Isser Daraisa of that. And that's what you need to
be. So you say what he says here, that Imyesh Me'ila means without a carbon? Only Me'ila, only the Isser of Me'ila?
That he rejects it, but that's the Havamir, that's the Tzad, that you could be Machfis when you say Harel HaKikar Zuka Kachim Kalim. What would you be over if you eat that Kikar Kachim Kalim? You'd be over Bal Yachal Dvorah, the Mezid, and you'd also be over Me'ilah. Now, I don't know what the love of Me'ilah is. What do we learn at that
Lo Sucho Le'echo B'Sharecho.
So you'd have two love of the Sucho Le'echo B'Sharecho.
But it has a meaning without bringing a carbon? Only like making an Isur of Me'ilah without a carbon? That's what he wants to say.
Yeah, in this case.
So there really is ain't a meila b'kanamas l'gabi korban. So there's no way you can bring a korban. You agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
But maybe it will be over the Isra l'such alech b'sharach.
Okay.
But that's his top that says maybe. But it says no. It says what the I guess what he comes out was that yesh kikor yesh kanamas b'kikor is only that goes all the way that it strives to bring the korban to.
Okay. Next ice tezvav. Okay. So there is a pasuk in the Torah. It says Ach Yecharam. A person could declare something Cherem. And the Gemara in Erchin says there's two types of Charamim. There's Cherme Bedek Habayis and there's Cherme Koyanim. Cherme Bedek Habayis is, I'm saying this object is Cherem and it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash and it is secluded and set aside for the Beis HaMikdash. It's a regular, you know, hektesh bedek habayis, but you use the word cherem. There's another cherem, which is cherem mekayinim, which means I want to dedicate this object for the sake of those people working in the Beis HaMikdash to kayinim. Now, there's an interesting halacha that up until the point that the object reaches the kayin, from the point that I declare it cherem mekayinim, up until the point that the kohen actually receives it, it has a status of hekdesh. And if someone takes it and appropriates it between the time I say cherem l'kohen and it gets to the kohen, he's over an iser me'ila. So that's the halach of cherem kohenim. Vinei becherem kohenim domolim behem, bavada yesh behem mayel acher mayel, kevin de ein lahem pidyon. So the halach is, it's interesting that cherme kayanim have the status of kodshe bedek habayis without the ability to actually be paid to them. So once a person says, I am offering this to the kohen, this is cherem l'kohen, he can no longer retrieve it through pidyon. And the object is destined for a kohen. So in the interim, it has a status of hekdesh bedek habayis, and a person would be mayel. If a person goes and appropriates it between the time that a person declares it cherem kohenim and between the time that the kohen receives it, korban me'ila and keren chomish, etc. But there's no possibility of pidyon. So if there's no possibility of pidyon, is there mayel acher mayel? Because we learned the Mishnah in Me'ilu Yud Chesem Beis. Ein mayel acher mayel. Once one person is mayel, it's yotzei lechulin, and a second person cannot be chayev in me'ila, except for what? B'mukdashim chutz mi behema v'klisharis. Except for a behemas kachay bizbeach and a klisharis. Because since they have kedushas haguf, and there's no possibility of pidyon for kedushas haguf, yesh mayel acher mayel. Because without pidyon, they are not yotzei lechulin. So similarly, he wants to say that since charme kayanim have no pidyon between the time they've been declared and they reach the kayan's hand, Kenira Poshut V'chul, right, that there's no pidyon. Therefore, there's Me'ila Acher Me'ila.
He's learning that the key thing is that there's
no pidyon. Right.
Not the fact that there's no that there's kedushas haguf.
That's what the Gemara seems to say. Hainuach, that when something has kedushas haguf, there's no pidyon.
Here's the case where there's a divide. There's something that has no pidyon, but it has no kedushas haguf.
Right.
So you see that he's learning that the ikka thing is whether it has pidyon.
Correct.
You can learn otherwise. You can say the ikka thing is whether it has kedushas haguf. And in this case, it has no kedushas haguf. Then it's yotzei lechulin, even though there's no pidyon.
Now, by the way, this is a very interesting thing, because there's a major machlokes achronim. How does the iser hektesh come off of cherem kainim? Cherem kainim is a very strange thing. I said harez cherem l'kain. Between the time I make the declaration and it goes to the kohen, it has the status of hektesh. Once I hand it to the kohen, it's the kohen's private property. How does the Kedusha leave? So it's a major machlokes between Rav Meir Simcha and the other Achronim how it works. Is it because once the Kohen receives it, it's like Nase Mitzvasai? And once something is Nase Mitzvasai, it's, oh, there's no longer any Me'ila, right? It's Yatz L'chulin. Like the Gemara says by Ketores, Trumas Hadeshin, and Bigdei Kohuna. So do you say that the Kedusha leaves based on the fact that it reaches the Kohen's hand and Naseh Mitzvasai? Or do you say that the Kedusha leaves based on, let's see, it's a machlokes between the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings it down here, Rav Meir Simcha. How exactly does the Kedusha leaves? Is it because it's again Naseh Mitzvaso? Or do you say it's Kedusha Litzman? Meaning that when a person says Cher Mekayanim, it's like making something Hekdesh Al Tnai for 30 days. It's as if you said Hareza Hekdesh Ad Shemagia Liyara Koyin. So do you view it as it's a total Maisa Hekdesh, and therefore it is really has an unlimited Kedusha, but once it hits the Koyin's hand, then it is Nasim Mitzvasa as Rav Meir Simcha? Or do you say like the Aruch HaShulchan that the reason that the Kedusha leaves is because the initial Kedusha is as if it's been stipulated that it's only Kadosh for a period of time?
So it seems that as Muslim you can always do that. You can do Hektesh for Zman Mesuyim. You can say,
I don't know,
it's had to go by for 30 days and then it leaves Hektesh's domain.
I don't know.
So you don't, but maybe, knows that.
Yeah, but maybe that's the Chiddush of the Torah. The Chiddush of the Torah is that's how Cher Mekayanim works.
Like rented.
That's how Cher Mekayanim works. I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, but the if you say it's like it's for Zman, so here it's like not limited. I mean, if it's never going to get to the Kohen, so it's going to stay Kodesh forever. When you do it for Zman, it's like limited.
Yeah, but
it's a Tanai. It's like a lot Tanai.
No, but it's like making a Tanai that, in some kinds of way, it's never going to happen. If he's never going to reach a koyin, it's never going to receive a koyin. So the tznai is never
Mekoyin. Not
but we have that. We don't have that chiddush and zman. Zman is any time. I mean, you could say 200 years, but one day it's going to expire.
It's not. It's not.
Huh?
It's not. Don't use the word zman. It's not. It's a
hefdish
until it gets
returned.
It never gets returned.
It's not. So why does he have to put the union of Zman? That's
how it is. Because Tanai is.
It means there is no event. There is no event that causes it to lose its Kedusha. Its Kedusha is a temporary Kedusha. Let's say temporary. Correct? Temporary until it reaches the Kohen. That's the idea. And the Torah's Mechadish, when you say Cherem LeKohen, it goes through two stages. First stage of Kedushas Domim, which is temporary, and then that morphs or changes to the property of the Kohen. But it's not as if the act of handing it to the Kohen causes, like Nase Mitzvaso, it's not like an act of being Poida. So the question is, did these two approaches have any bearing on whether Yesh Mael Acher Mael, and whether there's pigeon by Cherme Koyanim. I mean, I'm not sure. Is it a Dover Muskum? I'm not sure if it's a Dover Muskum that there is no pigeon by Cherme Koyanim. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that his assumption that there's no pigeon by Cherme Koyanim is Muskum according to everyone. I'm not sure. The question is, if that issue of whether Cherme Koyanim in the interim period you could be paid, is that totally on this Chakira of how you view the Kedushas Damim in the interim? I'm not sure. I don't know. I have to look. But I don't think that everyone agrees to this Shita that Cherme Koyanim in the interim period ain't Lepidyon. I'm not sure. But he says if ain't Lepidyon, then Yesh Mael Acher Mael. Okay. V'chol advarim ha'ne'asarim b'neder mitztarfim. So if you have two kikarais that you've said harezek a korban, and you nene achatzi pruta from one kikar, you said harezek a korban, and you nene from the other kikar kechatzi pruta, then it's story for a korban me'ilah, yesh me'ilah b'kanamos. Okay. Now we are about to enter the rabbit hole of kimle b'derab mine. Okay? Here we go. V'hadinim shomol kachem imal b'mezid. The classical case of me'ilah, the chumash says, is b'shoigeg. You pay keren chaimesh, and you bring a korban. What happens if somebody knows something is hektish, and he nevertheless appropriates it for himself? He's mael b'mezid. The Rambam paskins, he's over a lav, based on the Gemara of Makkos, lo sucha le'echo b'sharech. And the Rambam says an interesting din. He says he pays keren and he gets malchus on lo sucha le'echo b'sharech. The obvious question everyone asks on the Rambam is, how could you have tashlumim and malchus? How could you make him pay a keren to the bedek habayis and also give him malchus? Ein adam lo ke umashalim, correct? The Rambam does not paskin like Reb Meir, loka umashalom. So that's not an answer. Vadinim shomoyel kachin imal b'nezid v'nana b'shev pruta begavna de isbe maisa ukfar kasafti da afles force harav machaber de sovers de im efshar la'avor b'lim maisa potter af b'asam maisa. This is the whole shmooze. If there's a lav that you could be over with a maisa and without a maisa, do you get malchus? But for instance, if the me'ilah of the guy eating the object requires a ma'isa, chayev av la'arav ha'machaber. Ve'evesi kama pa'amim b'shem ha'shar ha'melch. That's the famous Bal Yiroh Shmuz. Al kain cause of arav ha'machaber kan, like the Rambam, im osa ma'isa. If a person did a maisa with a kikar, shel hektish, it's a kikar shel hektish. Someone was maktish a kikar for hektish, so hektish could sell the Danish and raise money for hektish. And through an interim, a guy eats it b'mezid, lokin umashalim, raka keren v'lo achamish v'asham. Since it's not b'shogeg, there's no asham and there's no chamish, but there is keren. Ken kosov haramba. So if a Rav Mechav, v'gam Haram kamperka v'lochikum kasuk v'ayim ba'gos Harambam.
What's that?
I'm looking in the footnote. It's Fus Amsterdam. In other words, when they used to put out different versions of the Rambam, they used to put out people's footnotes. So the different hagos on the Rambam, they question the Rambam. Aye, loka umashalim. Right. So I mean, how can you say this? This is like a mashalim, correct? Va'ayim, sorry, Shatoma ha'kaimelon ain lokum mashalim v'kim le b'derab minei. Va'ayim b'mishna krisis yud gimel beis. So there is this Mishnah in krisis yud gimel beis, which interestingly enough, the Rishonim do not ask this question on this Mishnah, but it appears all the Achronim pile on and have a problem with this Mishnah. The Ktsais in Simen Chav Ches, Sifkar Nalev, the Nesivis also in Simen Chav Ches follows the Ktsais with this question, And interesting enough that Slach in Psachim Chav Tesem and Aleph, without quoting either the Ketzais or Nesivos, which I guess is not that surprising, right?
That's a little bit older.
Quotes a Rev Wolf Halevi, who was a Sheikhid and a Boydik from a neighboring town, who asked him the same question. So it appears this question was being asked all throughout Europe. There's a Mishnah in Krisus Gimel Mabez. Classic Mishnah in Krisus Gimel Mabez that says, Yesh Ochel Achila Achas. Someone could eat one kezias of something and be chayev for chatoth. Three chatoth and one asher. What's the case? I don't remember. The case is something like, Dam shel chelev mukdashim noiser. The guy goes ahead and takes a kezias and he's eating chelev, noiser, and dam. So each of those, chelev, noiser, and dam, have a korban chatos. So yesh achila achas, and mechayev him three shemas, three chatos. Plus, since it's kodshim, there's a korban asham. So three chatos and one korban asham. Remeir oimer, yesh ochel achila achas, v'chayev chomesh. Rameir says he can eat that and be over five. So Rameir says, how? How can he be over five? Four chatos and one ashram. He eats it, keeps it in his mouth, and walks from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus HaRabim. So Chacham say, lo zeh min hashem. We're not talking about a korban chatos for being over Yitzia Hotzon Shabbos. We're talking just about Isuri Achila. So they reject Rameir. So all the Achronim jump and say, I don't understand something. Rabbi Yotza Scharo Behefseda. Because Rabbi Meir may be adding an Isser Shabbos. But while he's adding the Isser Shabbos, he's adding Chayve Misa Shoigigim. And if he's adding Chayve Misa Shoigigim, that should wipe out all the other Karbonis. It should wipe out definitely the Karbon Asha Me'ila. Because if you have a chayve misa shoygegim, that wipes out the chiyuv to pay a keren and a chomesh to hektish. And if there's no keren and no chomesh, the Gemara Me'ila says there's no korban Me'ila. So all the achronim, Ketzais, Nesivos, Tzlach, they all ask this question. Which is interesting. By the way, they don't really ask on the other karbanos. Because there's a major shmuz, which I've mentioned many times. Do you say Kimlei b'derabbanei bar karbanos? Do I say that I'm pater from a korban because of Kimlei b'derabbanei?
So what's the question again?
What does Rav Meir gain by adding Hotzah? Because once he has Hotzah to add a fifth korban, korban chatos and shogeg b'shabbos, he must be over chai ve mises bezin shogegim. Correct? And once you're over Chayvei Mises Shogim, Tanda Bechizkia says that
Kimle
Barabine, right? That even on Chayvei Mises Shogim, you have Kimle Barabine. So once Rav Meir is trying to add Hotzah, he's adding something which will take away Asham. So what's he gaining, the Achronim say? How could he say Shabbos will create five?
Can I ask you why didn't he say something else and you wouldn't have this kasha? Why didn't he say a case that he ate it on Yom Kippur?
So you're asking a separate question on the Mishnah. You're asking a separate question on the Mishnah.
And then the Achronim would not have their kasha.
Right, but that's not what the Mishnah says. So you're asking a separate question on the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah list Yom Kippur?
Isn't there a place in Shabbos where they say this case of five things, five does, and they do say the case of Yom Kippur, yeah.
That's not this case, though.
It's not this case.
It's not this case.
Chayyash Talamechot.
Huh?
Chayyash Talamechot on Makis.
I know, there is a case.
Chayyash.
A few cases where they do a whole bunch and he ate it on Yom Kippur. And here,
okay, so Rameh is trying to add a fifth korban on top of three chatos and one asham. He's going to create a fifth korban, which is a chatos for Shogeg b'Shabbos. So all the Achronim again, Slach, Tzois, and Nesivos say, how can he add when he's taking away one? The Asham, Korban Asham, is only Chayiv, Yechayiv, Keren, and Chaymish. You're not paying Keren if you have a Chayiv and Mises Shogigim on Shabbos.
You started to say, why aren't they asking on the other Korbanos, only on the Asham?
So there's a major discussion whether you say Kimle B'Rabbanei Bar Korbanos. It comes up in two places. It comes up in Psachim Chavtes Menalf, where the Gemara says, Tani Chada Ochel Chometz Shel Hektish B'Pesach Chayef Korban Me'ila. Tani Idach Ochel Chometz Shel Hektish B'Pesach Eino Moya. The Gemara says, how do you reconcile it? So the Gemara says, no problem. One Tana is Rav Nachuni ben Akana. Sha'asa Yom HaKippurim, right? Kemisa Lagabi Tashlumin. One of the brises that says you're potter from a korban is Rav Nachuni ben Akana, who says, I not only say Kimli Rabbani by Mises, I say it also by Kuris. So according to him, once I've eaten chametz on Pesach, I have a chi of kares, wipes out the korban me'ila. Right, so that gemara is mashma clearly, that the, when if you hold kimli b'rabbani, like b'chuni ben akona does by creases, you knock out the korban. Taisvus asks from a gemara in Shabbos, I forget the exact daf, I think tzadi chesed.
Why, but there it's the me'ila too. It's korban me'ila too. So if there's no tashlumim, so there's no meile.
So one second, so
you're talking on the
wait
the
one second. So Taisvus says, one second, we'll get to it. Taisvus now says there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara that says that if someone takes out a kli on Shabbos b'mezid and he walks down Amos b'shus harabim with a kli b'mezid, and in the kli there's oichel b'shoigeg. The Gemara says, Hazid b'kli v'shagag ba'eichlim chayiv. And Taisus learns chayiv korban chatos.
And the oichel.
Right. So Taisus says it's a stira. How could Rav Nachuni ben Akona say, Krisus and Kibbalah Rav knocks out a chayiv korban? I have the Gemara in Shabbos that says I have a korban chatos. So you know what Taisus answers? Ashram is different than chatos. Taisus answers that since an ashram is dependent upon paying the keren, since I would not pay the keren because of the kimle b'rabbanei of krisus, the korban me'il would fall to the wayside. But it's mashma from Taisus, I normally would not say kimle b'rabbanei by kabanos, correct?
A regular kabanos.
Not regular, chatos.
Chatos.
Right, ashram is an exception. Because since ashram is tied to the tashlumim of keren, the kimle b'rabbanei can wipe out the mamonos, which therefore parts you from the korban. But can the kimle b'rabbanei itself wipe out the korban? Taisva seems to be of the opinion, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, it cannot. However, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel in Shabbos, and I got this Marim Mokum from Rabbi Yaakov Drulman in the Sefer, says if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, your Medayek in Rabbeinu Chananel in Shabbos, when it says Hazid Bikli v'shagag ba'eichlim, Rabbeinu Chananel goes out of his way to say Hazid Bikli v'shagag ba'eichlim Chayiv Kores. Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't learn the Chayiv is going on the Korban, but he learns the Chayiv is going on the Mezid Kores, which the Chayiv is Dover Pashat. So what's Rabbeinu Chananel saying? But Rabbeinu Chananel is not learning the Gemara like Taisus that the Chayiv is a Chayiv Korban. Nevertheless, the question the Achronim ask is, shouldn't the Chayve Krisus Shat Bezdin, Chayve Mises Shoigagim of Shabbos increases, and the Gemara increases, the Mishnah increases, knock out the Chi of Keren, and thereby knock out the Asher? So the Tzlach has his approach. And the Minchas Chinuch likes the Tzlach, because the Tzlach's approach to this, right, the Tzlach's approach will answer the Rambam by how could you be loka u'mashalim by me'ila b'mezid. So the Tzlach says a very interesting chiddush. The Tzlach says that you should know that there is this other famous din by kimle b'rab minei that most Rishonim learned that when there is a case of kimle b'rab minei, there is a chi of latzeis lidei shamayim. That even though Kimle b'derab minei applies, there's a zechi of latzeis lidei shamayim. There's no Gemara that ever says beferish that. The Gemara never says beferish yesh chi of latzeis lidei shamayim. The Gemara never anywhere says that beferish. I never saw this Gemara, and I saw that whenever the Rishonim bring this to bring a raya from a Gemara, So I asked a number of people who know whether something is in the Gemara or not, who agreed with me. There is no Beferish Gemara that ever says that Kimle Barab Meh has a Chiv Latzis Deshmaim. But almost all the Rishonim derive it. Tosfos and Rashi derive it from a famous Gemara in Bav Metzia Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Bav Metzia Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph says like this: Hachoy same shore, somebody rents a shore and he muzzles the shore. Loka umeshalem dalet kabim. He gets malchus for the love lo sachsim shore bedisho, and he has to pay the owner of the shore, who he rented it from, the cost of the food that he was supposed to provide the animal. Because part of your chir of schirus or she'ela is to feed the animal. So by muzzling the shore, he committed two wrongs. One wrong was the lavlo sachsim shor bedisho, which is the classical malchus, and the other was not fulfilling his monetary obligation. So the Gemara says, achayasem shor shachaveirai, loka umashalim dalet kabin. So the Gemara says, ain't a loka umashalim. So one answer is a cop-out answer. It's Reb Meir. This price is going to Reb Meir. The Islay Loka Mashalim. Rava Omar, no. Rava says, and he doesn't explain, he says, Esnon Asra Torah Afil Baal Al Ima. There's an Isra Doraisa that if a prostitute, a Zaina, provides services to a man, provides services to somebody, and that person gives payment in the form of an animal, classical case of sheep, that sheep cannot be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, right? It's a pasuk in the Torah. At an esnon, a payment for services of a Zayin, a prostitute, cannot be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. What happens if, knowingly or not knowingly, either way, the prostitute that the man solicits the services from is an erva? Do you say that the esnon is still usur? Because the thought is that if it's an erva, the chiyuv misa for the erva should delete or override the chiyuv tashlumim, the chiyuv mamonos to pay. Rava says no. Rava says you should know that in a case where two people make an agreement, like in the case of a zayna and the client, the esnon is aser, even if the zayna and the client are arayas. Rashi explains.
Let's say there's a deal made and then there's no consummation. Is that esnon still aser?
That's a separate. That's the fourth paragraph, the last paragraph.
That's not be'idna. The whole thing isn't be'idna.
What do you need be'idna for?
No, because the whole thing seems to revolve around that there was an act. If there was no act, so then you have to, then the esnon is completely independent.
But we're talking where there is an act.
Yeah, but I'm saying that the act with the esnon is not really.
It is. It's payment.
It's exactly at the same time.
You have what's mechayev in mises, what's mechayev in tashlum, yes.
Okay.
The act of relations is mechayev, right? The Gemara. So Rashi explains, the famous Rashi, that the reason that the esnon is asur is because even though that's arayis and there's a chi of misa and there is kimle b'derabinei, there's a chi of latzes lidei shamayim. The guy, in order to be a kumadris, a from guy, in order to be Latzis L'day Shamayim, has to pay the Zayna. That's the right thing to do. Okay, you could see Gloria Allred or somebody representing the Zayna, right? It's the right thing to do. And since there's a Chi of Latzis L'day Shamayim, because of Kibbutz Rabbeinu, the Chi of Latzis L'day Shamayim is enough to say that the Esnon is Asur. Therefore, if someone is Chaysem Shor, he's Leika plus. Besides the malchus he has to pay because there's a chiv latzis de shemayim. Now I'm going to mention something else because it's mentioned in passing here. There is a Gemara in an ayin, I think ayin aleph in Sanhedrin, that says that if someone is baba machteres, somebody enters your house as a burglar and he steals your, he knocks over your vase and breaks your vase, he's potter. Because at the time that he's knocking over your vase, He is what's called a bar dummin. He is somebody who has a price on his head and is a bar ketola. Therefore, the concept is that we cannot be a bar ketola and have a chiyuv tashlum at the same time. The Gemara has machlokes Rav and Shmuel. What if the guy does not break the vase, but the guy picks up the vase and runs home? Does he have a chiyuv hashava on the vase based on the fact that at the time he picked it up, he was a bar ketola? Do you say that the chiyuv that was on his head at the time that he picked the vase is enough to annul or destroy the chiyuv to return the vase? The Gemara says such a maisa happened with Rava. Such a maisa happened with Rava. And Rava paskin like Rav. And when the thieves came to him and said, hey, we'd like to return the vase, Rava said, I paskin like Rav, keep the vase. So Taisva says that's very nice, you can paskin like Rav. But based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, isn't there, by Kimmel Rabbi, a chiyuv lotzes and deshomayim? And shouldn't he have accepted the vase from the robbers based on a chiyuv lotzes and deshomayim? So Taisus gives a roundabout answer where he says, they were asking Rava, do we have to pay you the vase back, me'ikar hadin? So when they asked Rava, the Shah, Rava says, me'ikar hadin, you don't have to pay us back. The Yam Shal Shlomo, the Ktsois in Simon Chav Ches, quotes a Yam Shal Shlomo that says, no. He says, I disagree with Taisus. Yam Shal Shlomo says, and he says, no. There is a din akimle b'rab mineh. And there isn't even a chiyuv latzis de shemayim for the robbers. Why? Because when do I say there's a chiyuv latzis de shemayim? The Yom Shor Shlomo says, that's where the punishment was never meted out. In the case of Esnan, the punishment was not meted out. Therefore, there's a chiyuv latzis de shemayim. But here, where there was a moment that he was a bar ketola, where he could have been killed at that moment, and we view him as somebody who could have received right death at that moment, then I would say there's no chiyuv latzis de shemayim. So the Yom Shor Shlomo has this klal that if there is a chiyuv that exists without Beis Din having the ability to carry out the punishment, then there's a chiyuv latzis de shemayim. Otherwise, there is no chiyuv latzis de shemayim. And he says, since the guy was a bar ketola, the Yom Shor Shlomo, correct? Since he was a bar ketola, that is enough to abrogate and destroy any chiyuv latzis de shemayim. It's a famous Yom Shor Shlomo, which the Nesivos does not like at all. The Ktsois likes it, and he brings it in Siman Chav Ches Lehilchosa. Whether Lehilchosa, you could be Taifes, there is a chiyuv latzis de shemayim. Now, how does the Tzlach deal with... And that's how he answers the Mishnah in Krisus, the Ktsais. The Ktsais says, if you look at the Mishnah in Krisus, we're not told... There is still a chi of Latzis and Dei Shemayim on everything. Meaning that since we're talking about Chai Vei Mises Shoigigim, that's Rav Meir's case, there is no ability for Beis Din to mete out the punishment. Therefore, there's a chiyuv latzis de shemayim, and there's a chiyuv to pay the keren to hekdesh latzis de shemayim, and therefore the extra chiyuv misas shaygin of Shabbos will not wipe out the chiyuv keren.
That's such a huge distinction. It makes sense to say. Makes sense. You can say losses of the shemayim is a chiyuv that you can't use a din of common rami, whatever it is, not to fulfill your monetary obligation to another person. But to say there's a chiyuv losses of the shemayim to shemayim when the ikar momenus was chayv to shemayim, the ikar momenus itself was chayv to shemayim, and the shemayim you potter because of kibbutz rami.
That's the point. Is you're not potter because of kibbutz rami. That's the whole point.
What's the chiyuv losses of the shemayim? But what's the slach answering?
The Tzlach is answering something else. I told you how the Ktsois would answer the Gemara in Krisus based on Yom Shor Shlomo. Now I'm going to tell you how the Tzlach answers the question in Krisus. The Tzlach answers the question in Krisus similar to that.
The Ktsois answers it by Krisus like the Yom Shor Shlomo?
Yes.
That there's still he loves the Shemayim?
Correct, in Krisus.
And I'm saying it very hard
the
to understand.
Tzlach also.
The Shemayim of moments of Shemayim. You're part of Mishamayim, but it's a chiv losses of the Shemayim.
You're not part of Mishamayim. You're not putting mikra din. Just Bezdin cannot extract it from you.
You still owe it.
In other words, you can owe things, but Bezdin cannot extract it from you. And that's all it is.
They say it in Nezikin too. They say it on Grumman. The Grumman Nezikin. Although it says Pater.
Right. Now I'll tell you how the Tzlach answers the Mishnah Krisis. You're not going to like the Tzlach at all now. That's for sure. The Tzlach says like this. That there is a famous machlokas throughout Shas between Rabbi Chunya ben Hakana and Rabbana. Whether do you say Kimlev Rabbanei by Krisis also? The Tzlach says they're not only arguing on whether Kimlev Rabbanei is applicable to Krisis, they're arguing that Tzlach says on the nature of Kimlev B'Rabbanei. According to Rabbanan, that Kimlev B'Rabbanei only applies by Chayve Mises Bezdin. Kimlev B'Rabbanei is simply a din in Bezdin, meaning that Bezdin has a limitation on how many times they can punish somebody for one case. That's the Shitas Rabbanan. Therefore, whenever this Chayve Mises, Bezdin is stuck, their hands are tied. Gotta give them Chayve Mises. The other thing, our hands are tied. The Torah says we can only stick our nose, Bezdin, into the issue for one punishment or one punishment alone. That's our limitation. That's Rabbanan. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, who says that Kimlev Rabbanei applies even by Krisis, by definition is learning Kimlev Rabbanei an expanded version, like you want to learn. Meaning that when there's a Chiyuv Kares, even if, since Bezdin does not get involved in Kares, the fact that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says that you have a Patur of Kimlev B'Rabbanei by Kares shows that he is not understanding Kimlev B'Rabbanei as merely a device or a limitation on Bezdin. He's learning it as a cosmic reality. If in the cosmos, he doesn't say cosmic reality, if in the cosmos there is Krisis on this guy's head, then the cosmos, Shemayim, views this guy as what? He's done. That's it, he's done, Kares.
So the Fernand device that by Malchus and Momon is the of Kedei Rishos, Risha Achaz of the Chai Velev Shtei Rishos. Bezdin doesn't have the power to...
Okay, I know that, I know.
But by Misa and Momon, they hold that it's... The Momon is your potter, it's subsumed under the Misa.
Okay.
And you've been...
But the Chiddush of the Tzlach is... Tzlach is saying a nice Chiddush, that this is Taka Gufa, the Machlokes Rabbanan or Nechunya Ben Akonya.
Okay, they say even the Chacham hold that even by Misa, and even by Misa, it's an Indian of Kedei Rishos. It's an Indian that right. Person can't do two things.
Correct.
But there seems to be two different limudim of Kimlev Rabbanei by, okay.
Anyway, that is a Tzlach. Therefore, the Tzlach can answer the Gemara in Krisis. Why? Because the Tzlach says, when we look at the Gemara in Krisis, let's read it. So I gave you the background, let's read it now. Vayayim b'mishna Krisis, correct? V'tomu ha'achroinim. Hallo Shabbos he chayve misa v'chayve misa shogim b'turim mitashlum v'chol chayche de'en chayev keren potom yoshim ayin tosos p'sochim im kei my moisef Rav Meir ha potom yoshim. That's the classical question. U'b'tzlach sham kosov ha de chayve misa b'turim mitashlum d'chsiv k'dei rishosai m'shum risha achas haynu de'en abezn yocho b'chayve alken chayev b'dinei shamayim k'vur b'ab metziya eslan asu Torah. Im kein meila da karen hila shamayin. Im kein ein poter misa umalkos. Vahadim avor b'sachim sham de ein o mayo.
What to say, no? A karen la shamayin, huh?
So he's saying like this: the Gemara in Psachim is going according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. According to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, there is no concept of lotes lidei shamayin. Because according to Rav Nechunya ben Akola, all of Kimlev B'Rabbanei is a cosmic reality, is an objective reality of Chiyuv and Patur. Therefore, according to Rav Nechunya ben Akona, there is no Chiyuv Keren in the Gemara and Pesachim. Because that's going to Rav Nechunya ben Akona, who says there is Kimlev B'Rabbanei by Kares. Once you have Kimlev B'Rabbanei by Kares, you're saying the objective reality of a Chiyuv on this person wipes out any other Chiyuv. But the Mishnah increases is not going according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. It's going according to Rabbanan. And it's talking about Chai Ve Mises Shagim. What are you thinking of doing with Chai Ve Mises and Rabbanan? You're dealing with the possibility of what? Of only Chiyuve Bezdin, wiping out the possibility of Tashlumin, but there still exists a Chiyuv Latzis Nidei Shamayim. Therefore, since Keren is a payment L'Shamayim, which I don't know why he needs a payment L'Shamayim, why he needs that. Even if it's not a payment L'Shamayim, there's still a Chiyuv Latzis Nidei Shamayim.
But that wouldn't help.
What?
Because it's just a key of the Shemayim, but still, today Rosh Hashanah means Bezdin can't execute. How's the execution and judgment? Even if it's a Karen that you have to pay the Hekdesh, where do you give the Karen to? The Karen to Chavish? You give it to the Hekdesh.
Right.
But who enforces it? Who's the sheriff? It's Bezdin. Today Rosh Hashanah says Bezdin only enforces one din, not two dinim. So who cares? Bezdin can't extract the money from you. So I don't know the whole story. What would mean? This is the field.
According to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, he's saying Nechunya ben Akana views Kimle Barabbanei because he extends his decreases as an objective reality. Once someone is Chayev Misa, even if it's Karis, and it's not an issue that goes before Bezdin, any Chiyuve Misa, irrespective of Bezdin, wipes out any Chiyuve Mama.
Right,
correct?
He's answering the Gemara increases.
And he's saying that's not going according to Nechunya ben Akana. It's going according to Rabbana. And according to Rabbanan, the Kimle Barabbanei always has a chi of Latzis Nidei Shamayim. Therefore, the chi of to pay the Karen by Me'ila exists and is not wiped out by the Chai B'Misa Shagigin. Because in general, Kimle Barabbanei does not absolve somebody of the chi of Latzis Nidei Shamayim.
But if he can't be going that far, then the Slach has totally wiped out the whole din of Ein Lokim Shalim, but by according to Chachamim, they hold Ein Lokim Shalim. So when do they hold Ein Lokim Shalim?
What do you mean?
Tzlach is not wiping out the whole din of Kimle Barabbanei according to Chachamim by Misa and Momen.
No, he's not.
He's not.
He's saying
so why
that.
Why over here is there still Misa and Momen?
Because there's a Chiv Latzis Nidei Shamayim. Meaning.
So when is it not a Chiv Latzis Nidei Shamayim that we say Ein Lokim Shalim? Only the Eidim Zedim?
Ein Hachinami. There's always a Chiv Latzis Nidei Shamayim by Kimle Barabbanei.
So
always.
So where's their din? When will Chum argue or make? The Mishnah in Makkos?
Or maybe that's what
that's
you're asking
that's
now.
Only
that's
din?
What
that's the only
for.
Time they ever argue by Eidim Zedim?
No. They argue in every case of Lokim Shalim.
But it's Chiv Latzis Nidei Shamayim. Lokim Shalim.
Rebbeir says the Bezdin can extract the money. Chum say Bezdin, get out of here. You cannot extract the money. I hold Eino Loka Umashalim in Bezdin. But there is another Chiyuv Latzis Nidei Shamayim to the individual litigant.
So they agree in principle, the guy, it's just terminology? Do you call it Eino Loka Umashalim?
Yeah.
And by Sachs Bashar Badisha, where the Gemara says Loka Umashalim, it's not really Loka Umashalim, it's Eino Loka Umashalim. It's just off the pavement.
Read Rashi there on Tzadi Aleph. Rashi says yes. When Rava says Esnan Osra Torah, he means to say the Brisa that says Hachosim Shorsh Chavera Leike V'Chayv L'Shalom Dalet Kabim means Chayv L'Shalom Dalet Kabim Midin Shemayim, not Midin Torah.
So sometimes the Gemara Chazal use the Lashon Leike V'Shalom, and sometimes they say Ein Leike V'Shalom, but they really mean the same thing in both cases.
They're not the same thing because
it's always you still have to pay Midin Shemayim.
Right.
Sometimes we call it. It's not Bezu to make you pay, so we call it Ein Leike V'Shalom. And other times, since we have to pay Midin Shemayim, we call it Leike V'Shalom.
Both Rashi and Tosfos throughout Shas say that every case of Kimle Barabbanei is a Chiyuv Latzis Nidei Shamayim. That's really what's bothering
you. Terminology to be consistent. So even for the fact that you have to pay Nidei Shamayim, call cases where there's Malkus or Misa and Momon, call it Mishalim, or call it, since there's no Chiyuv to do it through Bezdin, call it Eina Mishalim. But don't sometimes call it Mishalim and sometimes
they don't. You know, you're very bothered by the Braisa that says Hachosim Shor Shachavera Loike Mishal Dal Kabim.
Yeah, and then
you're bothered that Braisa they make a new Kimta. Rashi says the Kimta the Gemara is that's talking Chiyuv Latzis Nidei Shamayim. That's what's bothering you.
Yeah, and we call it.
That's the only Kimta in Shas that's bothering you. That there the Chiyuv is only Latzis Nidei Shamayim.
not that it's Lozer Shemayim, but that we call it Loki Mishalim. And then Stam, when they argue for a mayor, they say, Ain Loki Mishalim. I was a king of Loki Mishalim, but it's Ain Loki Mishalim because I'm focusing now on Bezdin. Bezdin can't get the
money. Because that's Rameyer's Chiddush. Rameyer's Chiddush is you can get Malkus and you pay. So therefore, by the way, that's
maybe,
how...
Maybe what he's asking is what is the answer to what you asked before. Why did the Slav has to put in... Why did the Slav has to put in that the Me'ilad, in Kain Me'ilad, the Hakeh in Ula Shamayim?
It's truly a rabbit hole.
Huh?
What are you going to do with the Gemara in Bav Metzia?
Which
Gemara? That says the Gemara in Bav Metzia Tzariyaf. That's the whole Gemara we're talking about. The Gemara says Achosim Shulch Chaveru Loika Umashalat Dalat Kavim. Right. So the Gemara says I V'Ha'ena Loka Mashalim. So the Gemara says Itle Reb Meir Loka Mashalim. Amar Rava Esnon Osra Torah Filu Baal Imay. What are you going to do with that? That's a Gemara there. And both Rashi there and Tysus and Sanhedrin and all the Rishonim learn.
Again, the Gemara. What happens when she's an erva? Even when she's an erva,
even when she is an erva, the esnon is still nitfas.
In that case, that's a problem. Case
correct. An osir. Why? He's is a chi of misa on Arias. That should be kimle b'rabim.
That's how I would answer. Rabbi yeah. Gemara. I would answer over there because it's misa lezeh, mamon lezeh. We have a klal misa lezeh, he's chayiv misa.
There's no klal like that.
There is a klal like that.
There's toisvus in Laman, in Ksumas Laman Aleph.
Misa lezeh, mamon lezeh, yichayiv. In Sanhedrin.
There's a whole long discussion in toisvus when we say that and when we don't.
Okay, why don't you say it here? He's chayiv misa.
The Gemara does not say it here. The Gemara does not say it here.
Well, it doesn't say anything. It doesn't say it's Chayla Shemayim either. The
right.
Says,
so
it's
maybe you'd want to answer like the Chachmei Provence answer. I don't know if they're in Bava Metzia, but in Bava Kaima Ayinam, it's Chachmei Provence answer. What does Rava mean? It's not Asru Torah Fil Bala Imai. That there is no Kimle B'Rabbanei by Schiris. That when you have Schiris, when you have a personal contract with somebody, I won't say Kimle B'Rabbanei. When do I say Kimle B'Rab Mine? When it's Nezikin or Dine Taira. But when it's a private contract, Schiris with somebody, there's no Kimle B'Rab Mine. That's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying, Achaisem Shor is Chayiv Dal Kabim, because he made a deal to be a Seicher or Shaya. Similarly, Esna Asutar, Fil Balim, even Erva, there's no Kimle B'Rab Mine.
That's a different test, and that doesn't explain the Losi De Shemayim.
Right.
Different question.
Chachmei Provence, they don't do with Losi De Shemayim.
I don't see why Misul is another.
So what's there? By the Asna, if it's not the Lotus Hashidei Shemayim, then what is it? How does it fall in?
So the Ran uses a lashon like this. The Ran says Shechayev La'ot Lamod B'Dibura. The guy has to go ahead and give the Zayna the Seh because he made an agreement with her.
Wow.
That agreement is enough. The fact that he made the agreement with her is enough to say it's nitfas and esna. The Chachmei Provence go further and say a klal gadol. Because it's schiris, there is no kimle b'rabmi in general by schiris. Only by nezikin, or things like nezikin. But not by schiris. That's the famous Chachmei Provence. So you could learn the Gemara like that if you don't like Letzis Deshmer. The only problem is that all the Rishonim, like I said, Taisvis Yam Shalom, everyone learns that there is a Chi of Letzis Deshmer by Kimle B'Rab Mine.
They all... This is not, you know, in a Gavata fashion, maybe it's a nice, maybe you could say this Sushtel from Yehuda and Tomer, right? He's B'Shoigig over Kalosa, and he's still Terkaz, he's Chayiv, he makes sure to give her money. There's a case of he thought she's a zona, and he's making sure to the schiris he has to pay her. He didn't know at that time when he was getting her money. But once after they told him, why was he chayav the money to her? He was chayav the misa shogeg. You know, the whole process brothel style of learning all these dinim and to cut them up and terror.
That doesn't really help.
He's a colossus of vibes, right? After the husband dies. So he was over shogeg, chayav the misa, with colossus, and still he feels that he has to pay. And Chalosa's, I think.
Isn't he paying her before he knows that it's Tamar? He's paying her before that, right?
Right.
So what happens is he gives his chaysim and everything
before
he knows, correct?
To get it back.
That's what he should. Your conscience, he should have said, pay me back.
Yeah. I'm saying, I'm just hypothetically, would there be such a thing? Could he have said, hey, I don't owe you the money? Or maybe Tosis would say, I owe you the money.
She would steer it.
The problem
is, if Tosis would come up, maybe Tosis saw.
Tosis doesn't say Schiris, Chacham Bervant says Schiris.
What? Chacham Bervant. Look, here's the case of Schiris.
Right.
And he's still Chayat. Don't say he tried to get the money back.
Okay, so let's see what he says now. Back to the Rambam. So with this, he wants to answer the Rambam. Let's see. Im ken me'ila da keren hula shemayim, im ken ein poter misul malkus. Vadim avur b'sachim shem de'inu mo'el b'chamet shel hektesh l'rub nechonya ben hakane to save a courage poter af de'hat ha'shlom l'shemayim. The Saver Chorus Potter. Im Kain Ein Shaykh Mama Mishum Risha Achas. Viatamachaivo Ha Ein Abezn Machuiv Oso Chorus. Al Korchot Zurich Loimer Hapshat. The Kadei Rishasa, the Hatora Ochiva Oisai. Mishum Stavishos Klal. Im Kain Lashamayim Gam Kain Potter. The Torah Lochiva Klal. Avaludi Don. But according to Chachamim, not Rabbi Chunin ben Akona, LeBezdin Isir Rachmano, the whole Inyan Kibbler Rabbi Mimnei, is Arif of Bezdin. And therefore, the individuals of the Chayiv Lotzit De Shemayim, Al Kein Nicha B'Mishnah, that answers the Mishnah increases according to the Tzlach, because the Mishnah is talking about the Chayiv Lotzit De Shemayim. The Chayiv HaKeren Kevindu L'Shemayim, V'Shaper Posek HaRambam Kan, back to the Rambam. Why is there like umashalim according to the Rambam by Meila? Va'ayin sham the low heavy divrei Rambam elu rak hakusha b'mishnah d'yesh ach be'emes the divrei l'dvarav miyushavim divrei haRambam gam kein dvarav mesukim midvash. So he wants to say that the Rambam will agree with the Tzlach's interpretation, and according to the Tzlach, fancy footwork. You will say that the Rambam says, since all chiyuvim that are tehekdesh midin me'ila are chiyuvim leshamayim, anytime you have a chiyuv leshamayim, according to Rabbanon, they are still applicable. They may not be something that you can go ahead and want, be mitzi bebezdin. But when the Rambam says by b'mezid, interesting. When the Rambam says, this should really bother you. When the Rambam says hezid, right, hezid b'me'ila loko mashalim, the Rambam is talking on a chiyuv latzis deshamayim, you know, plateau. There's a chiyuv latzis deshamayim by loko mashalim.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.